This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
It's been a very interesting journey. I learned a lot about COVID. I learned it by really going to school. This is the real school.
President Trump's comments Sunday at Walter Reed Medical Center. The president's doctors say if the president continues to improve, he could be headed back to the White House as early as today. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says that all Senate floor activity would be rescheduled until October 19th, but committee work like the confirmation hearing for President Trump's Supreme Court nominee, Amy Coney Barrett, would continue. Senate Minority Leader from New York, Chuck Schumer, is not happy.
Mitch McConnell seems to be jamming through the hearings on Amy Coney Barrett, even though three senators have COVID.
The New York Democrat speaking on Sunday. This is USA Radio News.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and give you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Democrats and Republicans are continuing to work on a coronavirus relief bill. Both sides are still at least a half a trillion dollars apart on the financial side of things. When it comes to who's to blame, Democrats blame Republicans, and of course, Republicans are blaming Democrats.
Speaker Pelosi had it entirely within her power to have this done on Friday before Congress left town. So it is entirely possible, but it is up to the speaker. She is the one who's been the obstacle.
Republican Congressman Michael Burgess of Texas. Burgess continues.
There could have been a standalone airline bill that could have been done Friday afternoon. People were ready to do that. That's what I was hearing from the floor staff. And then for whatever reason, she decided at the last minute not to bring it out.
Burgess speaking there on Fox News, SpaceX planned launch this morning from Cape Canaveral has been canceled due to bad weather. This is USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
President Trump briefly left the military hospital where he's being treated for COVID-19, riding in a Secret Service vehicle to greet supporters gathered outside. Former Trump campaign manager Corey Lewandowski tells NBC's Today Show why the ride was important for the president.
Well, the president wanted to show the supporters how much he appreciated them and show that you can still continue to function even with COVID-19. Obviously, look, he's a leader and he wants to lead. And we see this from the great leaders. When they show a sign of respect to the people who are out supporting them, and that's what this was.
As far as the Secret Service agents being in close proximity to a COVID-19 positive patient, Lewandowski says,
it's my understanding, Savannah, from the information I've obtained, that the detail leader and of the Secret Service and the driver both volunteered for that assignment. As you know, they have very, very difficult jobs, but they were not required to do that. They both volunteered. and there was a piece of plexiglass, I believe, between the president and the two Secret Service agents who were in the vehicle.
What was once a tropical depression on track to reach the northern Gulf Coast as a hurricane later this week has been upgraded to a tropical storm. Forecasters expecting Tropical Storm Delta to grow into a hurricane by the time it nears Cuba on Tuesday. It's the 25th named storm of the Atlantic hurricane season, which is almost double the average of a typical season. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop here. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Hopefully you had a great weekend, and you got as much rest as President Trump did. Of course, all we're hearing is, the incredible span of conjecture about the president's condition. And it is just absolutely nuts. But thank God there's people like Chris Rock around who can give us a little bit of levity, which you can tell just even from Chris Rock's sense of humor that he's not totally sold out on the pablum of the left, because he still maintains his sense of humor. Listen to what he had to say the other night at Saturday Night Live.
Before we even get started, let's say the elephant in the room. President Trump's in the hospital from COVID, and I just want to say my heart goes out to COVID. So,
I'll tell you, we need more of that as a poet. Humor is in the ear of the beholder. So there are some people that laugh for the right reasons, other people because of their sentiment towards Donald Trump. And that was real obvious as to what's going on. I mean, all over the spectrum, what the president has gone through, he deserves this. Some of the outlandish remarks from some of these people that, the media wants to honor and give them some sort of place and, quote them as if they have some sort of important and significant insight to add to a president coming down with COVID. Listen to what Joe Concha had to say in his conversation with Jesse Walters. Some saying that Trump is faking the COVID diagnosis, says makes the moon landing deniers look sane. Listen to what Joe had to say.
And Jesse, this isn't some troll on Twitter. This is a national spokesman for the Clinton campaign in 2016. That tweet should be taken down by Twitter. It breaks their terms of service and their rules. Of course, it's not going to come down. But what we're seeing, Jesse, is jumping ahead to the worst possible scenarios and conspiracy theories. The type that the people have said that the moon landing was staged looks sane. Let me give you another one from CNN, their national security analyst. Quote, it is very likely that Russian intelligence agencies, through signal and human intel sources at Walter Reed, have more information about the president's true condition than we do. Though I think we all know how the president is doing. Doctors lied too. She accuses Dr. Sean Connolly, the president's doctor, for lying. And that means, by the way, Jesse, that you're also saying that Drs. Dooley, Gibralti, Blaylock, Campbell, Hodgkin, Klein, Nansworthy, LaVolpa, Carter, Meehan, and Schonau, the 11 doctors that are treating the president, are in on this conspiracy, too. They have CNN shoot a hostage yesterday.
It's so reckless and irresponsible, and it's damaging the republic. Because if you can't be straight with the American people just covering the president's health, what else are you lying to us about? I'm just disgusted by it. We can go through these tweets all day long. The conspiracies, these people are crawling out from under rocks, saying the most disgusting things imaginable. And
well,
you know what?
To be honest with you, let's cut that off there. But you get the point. And if you've heard any of the responses, particularly those on the left, I mean, they're absolutely unhinged. Some suggesting that they just outright hope the president would die. I mean, here it is, this dangerous disease. And look, I can understand why people are freaking out a bit about COVID, and now it brings back into the discussion mask or no mask, and the president's position has been that we live in a free country, and yes, we've taken a lot of cautionary steps, and the president has done a lot and to lead the way in terms of shutting down air travel from China. And I still maintain he would have probably shut down travel in the East Coast sooner had he gotten some cooperation, I believe, from the powers to be. But here he's trying to lead the way I shouldn't say no cooperation, but I will say little cooperation, from all of Americans, that we're all in this war together. I mean, this isn't just about Donald Trump. This isn't just about Republicans or Democrats. I mean, we are really annihilating ourselves. As it's been said, that if we're going to lose this republic, it's going to be from the inside out, not necessarily an existential threat. I mean, here we are. We're chomping at each other's throats instead of realizing that this is an us kind of thing. It's an us against this disease kind of thing. And yes, we're working through and trying to understand the doctors. All the doctors don't agree. And early on, the prescription was not to wear masks. Nancy Pelosi herself walking down in San Francisco, telling everybody, hey, it's okay, it's all good, not wearing a mask. And of course, here recently going to get her hair done, not wearing a mask. In terms of masks, I would say that if you're going to be around people, if you're going to the grocery store and where there's a lot of people there, you don't know. And it's not going to hurt to wear a mask. But, on the opposite end, I think it's odd when somebody's in a car by themselves wearing a mask. But look, if that's what they're comfortable in doing, knock yourself out. I mean, this is, it's a free country. But we're getting into this situation to where we're trying to get people to conform to our individual way of thinking. I mean, we do have the option because we live in a free country. If you see somebody who is not wearing a mask and you want to go in the other direction, it's not a problem. You just go in the other direction. Leave them alone. And, because there are some people that just, they're not going to wear a mask. I mean, as I mentioned to you, we traveled through 12 states here recently when we were driving from California to Florida here a couple of weeks back. And it was interesting to watch that dynamic and how, varying, facilities that we went through in various states, from restaurants to gas stations, wearing masks, not wearing masks. But I'd say for the most part, probably about 75% of the people were wearing masks. And, this is this whole debate all over again. But this idea that somehow, President Trump, deserved this because he didn't wear a mask. And of course, even Chris Wallace and, the president's new BFF, of course, I'm kidding, wanted to go on and talk about how the president's family, showed up at the debate. When they walked in, they were wearing masks. When they sat down, they took their masks off. And somehow that was a problem. And there's been no proof, no indication that there was, the infection was spread there at the debate. And I think that they've got to do some tracing to figure out, where that did come from. But it is interesting, as I tweeted out, that, a lot of Republicans within the president's inner circle And I think there's more to this, and not to go in the realm of the conspiratorial, but there has to be more to this when you think about, you know, HOPEX. You've got the president, you have the first lady, you've got Senator Mike Lee, who attended the Rose Garden event for Amy Coney Bryant. You've got Senator Tillis, who was a couple of chairs down from him, but he was wearing a mask. Mike Lee wasn't wearing a mask. So, you know, you can look at all these things and debate them till you're blue in the face. The fact of the matter is we do not understand fully COVID, but we know that it's dangerous. We've got more coming up. Stay with us.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Attention! This is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-368-0123. 800-368-0123. That's 800-368-0123.
Keeping the spirit of Don't Tread on Me alive. Bill Martinez, live.
19 minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent, we are Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. On this mask thing that we're dealing with here, You know, all this is all about accusation that the president doesn't have a plan. I mean, the only thing I hear different from Joe Biden is that he wants to mandate nationally, put a national mandate out there that everybody wears a mask. I mean, he talks about science. The president was quick to ready a team and put together a team, if you recall, with Vice President Pence, the task force, the COVID-19 task force, right? With all these doctors and scientists, the way he reacted to, help these governors of states that didn't serve their citizens very well. They misspent their money like Cuomo did in New York and others. They didn't anticipate, the fact of the matter is that COVID-19 caught everybody off guard, and we were ill-equipped, even though there had been some warning. The thing is, I still wonder about is that, Dr. Fauci, who had a team there up to about a year and a half prior to this outbreak, the team came back, and he used his money against President Obama, his department or his organization's money, to invest in this Wuhan laboratory. President Obama said he didn't approve it. But nonetheless, Dr. Fauci went ahead and did that, sent a team there. And about 18 months after being there, they came back and said, hey, we're out of here. These guys are a bunch of cowboys. There's going to be a problem here. Now, did Dr. Fauci tell the community and give the president any kind of warning beforehand that we got a bunch of cowboys there in China and they're doing some reckless things there at the Wuhan laboratory? Not that I'm aware of, but nonetheless, the president was reacting in real time based on the information that he received. He closes down the airports, air travel from China on the west, and this is what saved California in many ways in the western states. Although there was an outbreak in Seattle, as we know. Oh, yeah, by the way, nursing home problem, which is something else altogether, because these are governor's decisions. This isn't the president's decision. Meanwhile, assembles, as I mentioned, this COVID task force with the brain trust and communicating on a daily basis what is going on. So I don't know that Joe Biden would have done any more. The only other thing I could think that Biden and the Democrats would have done is they would have probably, especially as it relates to what was going on in the streets in that second pandemic that we had in terms of riots across the country, is they would have probably declared martial law and really come down really hard in a sense, but the president, believing in the Constitution, left those decisions up to local officials and the governors. And how did that play out for them? And still, they want to blame the president for their dereliction of duty. But getting back to the pandemic itself, the president even mentioned it in the State of the Union. This is in January. Okay, Nancy Pelosi, of course, ripped up the speech. That's how much she paid attention to what was going on, and now claims some sort of higher ground while she's eating her ice cream and getting her hair done. So he mentions it in the State of the Union. So I'm not sure how much more that we can look at and say Joe Biden, I mean, have confidence that Joe Biden would do better in handling COVID. But you have to believe, I guess, what the mainstream media has been doing. And the mainstream media has been carrying the water for the Democratic Party even before President Trump was elected. They've just become obviously biased. And when you have 95% of reports on this president being negative or finding a way to make things negative, we know that we're getting biased information from the media. Now, of course, the other issue over the weekend is the confirmation process of Amy Coney Barrett. And Senator Tom Cotton says that he's confident that everybody will be in attendance, whether virtual or otherwise, in order to complete the confirmation. Listen to what he had to say.
No doubt about it, Maria. Several of the senators who are in isolation right now would come out of isolation before those hearings begin. But the Senate Judiciary Committee has also conducted 20 hearings this year that have either been in part or in whole virtual. Many Senate Democrats who are now saying we couldn't possibly do a virtual hearing were demanding throughout this year, going back to March, that all committees be conducted over Zoom or WebEx or some other kind of virtual hearing. So the hearing is going to go forward, no doubt in my mind, starting a week from tomorrow, Maria. And then on the Senate floor later this month, first off, I think every senator who's currently tested positive or is in isolation will be back to work under normal conditions. Other senators have been as well, like Rand Paul or Tim Kaine. But if that's not the case, Maria, there is a long and venerable tradition of ill or medically infirm senators being wheeled in to cast critical votes on the Senate floor. Most recently, Robert Byrd in 2009 repeatedly rolled in a wheelchair just months before his death to vote for Obamacare. So I'm confident that every senator will be in attendance when his or her vote is needed.
Of course, Senator Sean Cotton talking to Maria Bartiromo. Don't you love tradition? Don't you love history? Because you can look back and see how these things were handled. The Democrats, of course, right now, for argument's sake. But, you know, and it's almost shameless. I mean, the way they remember things and how they want to rewrite history because it's convenient for their narrative. But look it. We know. I think the American people are wising up to what politics is all about. The other big thing on the weekend was, of course, talking about the debate and the interruptions, and of course, even Chris Wallace talking about how many times he was interrupted by the president. He felt so fortified and supported that the fact checkers there at Fox had noted that the president had interrupted Biden, 145 times, and that Joe Biden had interrupted the president 67 times, not to mention, of course, Chris didn't want to mention this. This had to be mentioned, I think, by Chris Cortez, that it was Biden himself that within 2 minutes of the debate had started interrupting the president, because that's what he did. That's what he did with Paul Ryan, and the president wasn't going to have anything to do with it. But, oh, by the way, let's talk about how many times that Chris Wallace interrupted the president versus how many times he interrupted Joe Biden. Those numbers aren't talked about, and that is 75 times Chris Wallace interrupted the president, and only 15 times did he interrupt Joe Biden. So add 75 to the 67, and we start getting parity there in terms of the amount of interruptions. Now, that's only if you want to do it by the numbers, if it matters at all. But again, the sentiment toward the President of the United States, it was, as he said, it was a debate of two against one, and that came out really clear. Now, this next soundbite is from Mike Huckabee. And what he is noting here, he says, for the first time, Republicans are actually fighting back. Now, the mainstream media this morning is talking about how Republicans are getting shaky. They're worried about the downvoting, the downvoting candidates, the downline candidate numbers that could be compromised as a result of this debate. But as we know, everybody's all excited about this first debate. There's two more debates yet to happen. And traditionally, what has happened is the incumbent president, generally, and I mentioned this before, doesn't do well in the first debate. For some reason, I don't understand why, but it wasn't for lack of passion. But we'll see. We've got two more debates, so we'll see how things change around, such as politics. But listen to what Mike Huckabee had to say.
Jesse, at 25% of capacity, Donald Trump is still better, more energetic, and has more ability than most people who are a fourth of his age at 100% capacity. Corey and I can both attest, having been with him on the campaign trail, you cannot keep up with him. Nobody can. I mean, that is not just some myth. That is just reality about him. And the other thing I think we've all got to remember is that Donald Trump has taught the Republicans how to fight. For the first time, Republicans actually are fighting back. And we're not fighting back just to get power. We're fighting for our country. We're fighting to make sure this country does not go the way of socialism, does not go the way that the leftists want it to go, where we have mobs running things, burning cities, threatening people who just want to be left alone and live their lives in peace. We are the party of the Emancipation Proclamation, not the Emasculation Proclamation. And I think a lot of us are doggone proud that Donald Trump has taken the leadership of the party and the country, because this country needs strong leadership to fight China, to fight crazy government that's out of control that would actually...
This report is brought to you by Bank of America.
According to a recent survey from Bank of America, 64% of consumers have changed their spending habits over the past 6 months. As your expenses shift, it's important to maintain an updated budget and use financial tools like the Bank of America Cash Rewards Card that can help you make the most of your spending. Jason Gaughan, Bank of America, explains.
Since March, our clients have been making more online purchases on things such as food delivery and streaming services. In fact, total spending on food delivery over the summer nearly tripled from last year. One of the smartest ways to spend is by tracking your expenses and choosing a rewards card that is flexible with your evolving needs.
With the Bank of America Cash Rewards credit card, customers can choose to earn 3% cash back in categories including dining, gas, home improvement, online shopping, and more each month. For more information, visit bankofamerica.com/creditcards.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
It's been a very interesting journey. I learned a lot about COVID. I learned it by really going to school. This is the real school.
President Trump's comments Sunday at Walter Reed Medical Center. The president's doctors say if the president continues to improve, he could be headed back to the White House as early as today. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says that all Senate floor activity would be rescheduled until October 19th, but committee work like the confirmation hearing for President Trump's Supreme Court nominee, Amy Coney Barrett, would continue. Senate Minority Leader from New York, Chuck Schumer, is not happy.
Mitch McConnell seems to be jamming through the hearings on Amy Coney Barrett, even though three senators have COVID.
The New York Democrat speaking on Sunday. This is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez, live.
Welcome back. 28 minutes before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Here for more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com as we come to you Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. My good friend Israel Ortega, the national spokesperson for the Libra Initiative, joins us now. It's a nonprofit committed to equipping the Hispanic community with the tools they need to be prosperous. Is good to have you with us. How are you doing, sir?
Hey, good, Bill. Thanks so much for having me on.
Help me understand something, okay? This is a bit of a mystery to me. I know that Hispanics, people of color, are moving quite dramatically to President Trump. And it only makes sense because the values that President Trump has been promoting are consistent with the culture. But I think it's a bit interesting, and I don't know when people are going to wake up to realize that for all, in all the attention that is given to Black America, you've got Hispanics that number, twice as much in terms of population and force of influence here. And I don't understand it. It's almost like they're overlooked a bit. They're not taken as seriously as Black America, maybe because Hispanics aren't looting their neighborhoods or so. I don't know. And I don't mean to be a smart aleck about it. It's just one of those things that I'm observing and saying, you know, what's getting lost in translation here?
Yeah. No, I think you're right, Bill. I mean, I think part of the issue we're seeing is, you know, Hispanics are just simply, despite growing in numbers, are still, you know, punching under their weight in the sense of voting. You know, a lot of Hispanics are eligible to vote, though, but for whatever reason, are choosing not to vote. And I think that's an issue. And I think that you're starting to see that gap starting to close. You're starting to see younger Hispanics become more engaged in the process. But the fact is, I mean, going back to your broader point, Bill, the media has been relentless in terms of attacking a lot of the policies that Trump has supported, framing Trump as a racist, as a bigot, and you know, Hispanic poll numbers supporting him have held pretty steady. You probably saw the story a few weeks ago in Florida, where Trump was actually winning Hispanic voters in the important swing state of Florida over Biden. And so I think that just goes to show you that, you know, there are a lot of Hispanics out there that agree with the president and have conservative leanings. And I think for some folks, I think that's tough to square.
I think it's inherent in our culture you know, we're entrepreneurs by nature. We're freedom loving. I mean, the reason that, you know, many of our grandparents, great grandparents left Mexico. My grandparents left, in the midst of the revolution in 1911. They left Mexico and came here to this country. And, they were held here by the freedom values, the values of liberty and entrepreneurship. I mean, Hispanics have gotten that from day one. This is a simple deal. I mean, they're hardworking. Just, hey, get out of my way. Tell me where I can go get a job.
Yeah.
And I'll go make a difference. I mean, this is the heritage of, you know, Hispanics in this country. And and if they're not going out there and voting and participating in what's happening, you know, well then shame on them, because they need to get involved, because whether it's for them right now, it's certainly an example and what will portend for the future for our grandkids and our great great grandkids. Am I off on that?
No. And I think that's the problem that we're seeing for a lot of Hispanics, frankly, is that there are policies that are being enacted that make it easier, more inviting for folks to depend on the government. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, what that does, obviously, is that it makes it more less likely, right? The what you were talking about, entrepreneurs.
Right.
Recently, there's a study that came out that said that Latino small business owners were the fastest growing group of entrepreneurs in the U.S. Obviously, this is, you know, before COVID, but it goes to show you that, like you're saying, you know, folks that typically come to this country, from all over the world, but, you know, Latin America, since that's what we're talking about, are risk takers. You know, my family as well, you know, we came here with, you know, not knowing the language, but we took that risk, and I think that's why it translates. That risk taking translates into starting businesses, getting ahead. And I think that's really important for us to remember.
Yeah, why would you not take that risk if you didn't feel like there was some possible payoff there? And there has been time and time again. There's been a payoff for the risk takers and for people for the sake of liberty, because they're so oppressed. I mean, which is the same thing that our initial founding fathers and our initial founding fathers, I'm talking about the Pilgrims, they were oppressed in their home country. So you have people coming from around the world. You know, in this particular case, we're talking, you know, whether it's Mexico, Central America, especially in some of those areas of Central America where Marxism and communism has been running rapid. The heavy hand of government has been on their heads. And why would they want to come to America and change it to the very thing that they escaped?
Right. Yeah. I mean, that's the big question. Bill, and you know, you can look to places like Venezuela, for example. That's an obvious example. But you know, frankly, you can also look at again the country where I was born, in Mexico, where they're undoing a lot of the positive reforms that they were doing in terms of freeing up their economy, open up their economy. That is, and they're kind of reverting back to statist policies. You've got their president down there who's centralizing government, centralizing power in government. And that's only going to make things, worse for the lower middle class. And so, yeah, to your point, Bill, I mean, why, you know, knowing what we know about status policies and the conditions that drove so many of us, and so many of our ancestors, to leave that country to come here, why would we then support policies here in this country that will essentially do the same thing? And so I think that's the contrast, I think, that we're trying to show in terms of the work I do at the Libre Initiative, is to promote these free market policies that will create opportunity, will create prosperity.
Exactly.
I think that's what we want.
And Hispanics need to understand that there's power in voting, and they need to engage. I mean, that this is a participatory type government. It's not one where you can sit back and, you know, just have a group of mariachis in the backyard and have fun and games here. That, yeah, we can have mariachis. We love mariachis. We love churros. We love tacos. But, you know, we've got to roll up our sleeves and do something about this country, because in Mexico, just for one, Mexico can only do so much because they've got all these drug lords to work around. Until they can possibly extricate that and really be serious about it, this is going to be a problem for them, because, you know, and just like America has problems, we have inherent corrupt issues in our country. And this is why we're grateful for Donald Trump, because without Donald Trump, I mean, look, it's not a big leap here. If Hillary Clinton was elected president, all this corruption that we're finding about that occurred in the three-letter agencies of our country would all be swept under, and we'd be further down the road, the yellow brick road of socialism, had she been elected. But she wasn't. The American people, 63 million people, said, no, we want life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. We want a constitutional form of government. And they elected Donald Trump. And look what happened. The left has lost their skull. The media has lost their mind. And anything that they can talk about this president has to be from a negative viewpoint. And I believe whether it's Hispanics or others, people of color, they're seeing what's going on. And they're losing their country fast. But we need everybody, Hispanics especially, because there's such a big group of people, and they are, as you know, we're very passionate about the things that we believe in, and we need some salsa in this political process, don't we?
Yes, we do. Absolutely, Bill. And I think it's imperative on all of us, particularly parents and families, to teach these values to our next generation.
Well, without a doubt, and we'll talk more about that on the other side of the break, because we're so quick to blame education in the school system right now. But I say our education begins at home, and it's imperative that parents understand what a free America is all about. More from Israel Ortega after this.
This is sponsored by Amazon. Mark your calendars for Prime Day, October 13th and 14th, where Prime members worldwide get 48 hours to save big and shop early ahead of the holiday season. Prime Day will include more than 1 million deals globally across categories like TVs, smart home, fashion, furniture, toys, and much more. In addition to helping members save, Amazon is investing more than $100 million to help small businesses increase their sales and reach new customers. Katie Larson, Amazon, says,
today through October 12th, Prime members who spend $10 on eligible items sold by small businesses in Amazon's store will earn a $10 credit to use on Prime Day. Amazon is also offering the spend $10, get $10 promotions at physical retail locations, including Whole Foods Market, Amazon Fresh, Amazon Go stores, Amazon 4-Star, Amazon Books, and more.
Become a Prime member today and enjoy a 30-day free trial by visiting amazon.com/Prime Day.
Mortgage rates are at historic lows, so if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital Funding is offering our lowest 30-year fixed rate ever, 2.375 with a 2.396% APR. Incredible, with no origination fees or discount points. Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 30-year fixed rate is 2.375 with a 2.396% APR. Incredible! These are historically low rates you may never see again, so refinance it and forget it. That's 2.375 with a 2.396% APR. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding right now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your new mortgage or refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight and the Finance Lenders Law. Number 603-787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1-HIT for more information.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Keeping the spirit of Don't Tread on Me alive. Bill Martinez, live.
14 minutes before the top of the hour. And let me say to you, yes, you know, the focus right now, we're talking with Libre Initiative spokesperson Israel Ortega. And you know my feelings about this. The way I was raised, we were Americans. We didn't know about being hyphenated. And I think that's one of those things that needs to be thrown back into the pit of hell, is that we're being hyphenated and categorized. When I speak about Hispanics as being a significant part of the body politic, it's to bring some spotlight to what I believe is an ignored sector of the body politic. And as is pointed out, it's important that Hispanics get out there, you register to vote, and you vote. You know, Iz, I got to tell you, this is the thing that's surprising to me. Even with evangelicals, for example, 50%, only 50% of evangelicals in the church today will register to vote. And of that 50% that bothers to register to vote, only 50% of that group will actually go out and vote. Look, we're losing this Democratic Republic here with all the things that Joe Biden is introducing, even though he wants to hide and say, well, he's not going to pack the court. They're not going to, you know, he doesn't want to talk about making Puerto Rico a state or D.C. a state. And basically what their hope and their projection is they want the United States of America to be just like California, to be a one-party state. Well, imagine what that's going to look like.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, I think, you know, we've got to encourage greater voter participation. Back to what we're talking about a minute ago, Bill, it's also really important that families and parents take the initiative of teaching.
Yes.
The next generation, our kids now, about what makes this country special. You know, what makes this country special is not that, you know, like other countries that were, you know, formed by a geography or a common religion. We were, created, by a set of ideas, you know, equality, freedom, the idea to pursue happiness, you know, all those things in the Declaration of Independence. But as you know, more and more these days, those ideas, that history of ours is not being passed down. to our children. And so I think that needs to change, and it's imperative on us as parents to do that. We can't really outsource that to others because, in many cases, it just won't happen.
No, but it's not. Well, our institutions, our educational institutions have been taken over by liberals and they're indoctrinating our kids. I mean, the shock I hear all the time is when, families send their kids to colleges and the first time they come home for Thanksgiving dinner, they're going, holy moly, what happened to this kid?
Right.
And,
right.
I mean, it doesn't take them long to be indoctrinated by these professors. And these kids either go along to get along or, they're going to be like my son. They're going to be invited to leave the class or get less than a grade that they deserve because they have the power. But you said something that is very important. Again, it's important that we echo this and people hear clearly that education starts in the home. We cannot turn it over to all these digital devices and these liberal teachers because we have these forces like the 1619 Project, which has already been discredited, but yet it's, in 3,500 schools as part of the curriculum of 3,500 schools? Are you kidding me?
Yes.
Something that has been discredited that is all in this new, Black Lives Matter narrative. I mean, all this stuff is dangerous and it erodes the very foundation of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Speaking of which, and speaking of our Constitution, I know the Liberty Initiative is launching a digital campaign in support of Judge Amy Coney Barrett. Explain to our audience what's going on here.
Yeah, Bill, I mean, we're just excited that we have an opportunity to, in many ways, remind the American people about our constitutional government. And particularly the proper role of the justice system or legal system. Back to what I was saying earlier about the founding fathers. The founding fathers created three co-equal branches of government, but they had very distinct purposes. And the legislative branch would create laws. The judicial branch would interpret the laws. Unfortunately, what we're seeing now is you have too many activist judges who want to become lawmakers. They don't like certain things, and so they want to legislate from the court. And that's not the way it ought to be. We've spent a considerable amount of time and energy and resources in looking into Amy Coney Barrett's record and what she's said about these issues. And we think she's going to make a great Supreme Court justice because she understands the proper role of a jurist. Mm-hmm. So we're going to be supporting her. We're going to be really stepping up our digital presence in a number of key states, Georgia, North Carolina, Colorado, Arizona, Texas, Utah, Florida, Virginia, Ohio, Michigan, and Nevada, among others, to remind Latinos particularly about why this nomination is important and why President Trump is right to pursue a confirmation.
Exactly. Well, we need a constitutionalist. We need to balance out the court. This is why the left is so upset, because they don't like debates. This is how the cancel culture was born, is that they'd much rather shout you down and cancel you than to listen to what it is that you have to offer. I've maintained the big problem with Obamacare from the get-go was that it was a one-sided. I mean, this is what one-sided legislation looks like. It was a mess. It was never affordable. And that was all a joke, and people know that, people who have experienced it. Yes, in some cases, because of Medicare or something, they may have gotten a little bit of a benefit. But I go back to that initial projection or what they laid out in terms of why Obamacare, there was this donut hole of uninsured people, 30 million people that were left uninsured. And I asked constantly from the experts, how did we do with that 30 million people? They could not give me a straight answer. But meanwhile, we end up getting involved with Obamacare, which turned out to be, like I said, not affordable by no means and problematic. And it cost people. It actually cost people their health care. It didn't really expand it other than it throw them in the rolls of Medicare and started putting Medicare that was already in jeopardy in increasing jeopardy, did it not?
Right, yeah. No, that's a great point. Yeah, in many ways, you're right. The Affordable Care Act or Obamacare really yeah, just expanded Medicare, like you're saying, and you know, Medicare and Medicaid and, you know, even Social Security. I mean, they're all in jeopardy in terms of financing in the long term. You know, there's not a good plan to how we're going to pay for these programs that, as you know, started off as being very targeted, right, for folks who really were in need. But I mean, I think to the broader point, Bill, I mean, I think that, you know, with Obamacare and other policies like that, like even Medicare for All, I mean, that's just doubling down on things that are not working for us. If we've learned anything because of COVID, in terms of the healthcare space, is that we've got to think, we've got to reimagine the way we provide healthcare to people. And we have to cut down on regulations that are not necessary. You're seeing this with the FDA approval process speeding up. I mean, that should be happening without COVID, you know.
Yes.
You've got laws in the books, certificate of need laws that make it difficult for healthcare providers to provide healthcare care. I mean, it just really arcane, unnecessary rules and regulations. You don't need to break the bank to make these changes. And I think that's what we got to think about.
Well, we've got smart people, and we've got resources right now. I mean, we've talked with Josh Umber for the last couple of years with Atlas MD, and what Josh offers is a concierge service. They've got about 1,000 locations across the country. You can check it out, and for $50 a month, you can go see the doctor as often as you want. So, you know, this is what the free market system can do for you, but this has not been promoted, you know, by Democrats, because they want to sell everybody on government-controlled health care. And we know what that means. It's government-controlled. You're not in control. It is the government that is in control. And that is the big difference between Republicans and Democrats right there. And this is why they are they're absolutely losing their skulls at a Amy Coney Barrett confirmation.
Yeah, and I think that there's this tendency, Bill, to think that if you have a healthcare insurance card, that is automatically going to mean that you have access to high quality healthcare.
Yeah,
and that's simply not the case. I mean, in Venezuela they've got universal healthcare, but does that mean you have access to good healthcare when you need it? As you know, in other places, not just Venezuela, but even in places like the UK and England, you've got long wait lines for procedures, Canada too. So I think that's the mindset, rather, that we have to change about healthcare, is that we really have to look for ways to provide high quality healthcare to more and more people. This administration, to their credit, has been doing a lot of that work, by getting rid of unnecessary regulations. And that's got to continue. It's got to continue, especially in the middle of a global pandemic.
Well, outside of all the media hype and propaganda, you tell me who's going to deliver quality health care to the people. Is it going to be the Democrats with Joe Biden and Harris? Or is it going to be a Trump-Pence administration that delivers quality health care that's deserving for all of Americans?
Yeah. Well, the bottom line, it should be both parties. I mean, if both parties want to do well, they should embrace what we're talking about, free market,
right,
patient-centered solutions.
Exactly. Not government-centered, that's for sure. Right. Iz Ortega with Liberty Initiative. Thank you, Iz. Appreciate it. Take care, buddy. Have a good one.
Fun.
Take care.
Fifth Season Financial is a licensed lender, not available in all states. Visit fifthseasonfinancial.com for details.
Are you or a loved one suffering financial hardship as a result of an advanced stage illness like cancer, Alzheimer's, or ALS? Are the financial side effects of your medical fight reducing your quality of life and causing stress and worry? Did you know that you could be eligible for a special loan to access funds locked up in your life insurance policy? Text the word LIVE to 411-411 now. Fifth Season may be able to help you address your financial needs through our Funds for Living program. This simple-to-use program helps you access value that is locked up in your life insurance policy by lending you money against the face amount of your policy. This loan is not like other loans where you need to make monthly payments, and it only gets repaid out of the proceeds of the life insurance policy. Visit fifthseasonfinancial.com/radio and get approved quickly. If you need financial help, have an advanced stage illness, and a life insurance policy, text LIVE to 411-411. Text the word LIVE to 411-411.